breaking the chains of the mobile phone contract.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Mark Garrison in for Jeremy Hobson. T-Mobile aims to change the rules of wireless with its new move to ditch two-year contracts. But that means consumers will have to pay more for their phones. Marketplace's Queena Kim reports on why America's fourth largest wireless carrier is changing course.
Right now, mobile carriers are led by the big guys, Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile. They'll subsidize about half the cost of your phone, and in return, you sign a two-year contract. But in recent years, a second camp of smaller carriers like MetroPCS and Virgin Mobile have entered the fray. And this has left T-Mobile in a pickle. Western Hendrick is an analyst at Current Analysis.
People who say, I want the best network, will go to Verizon and pay the premium. And people who are looking just on price,
well, they'll go to the cheaper little guys. Struggling to compete, T-Mobile is aiming to become the big fish in the little pond. It'll ditch contracts like the little guys, but T-Mobile will offer a much bigger network. Ramon Lamas is an analyst at IDC. He predicts T-Mobile's makeover won't be an easy one.
Trying to tell an end user, instead of paying, say, $199, and you know we're going to replace that with all the costs up front, that is a big educational step.
Lama says the T-Mobile experiment is one that big carriers will likely be watching. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.